One of the reasons we wanted to have you on today, it's fascinating. I know that as an advocate of the working guy, this is part of your big pitch as a presidential candidate. I was fascinated by the story that's come out recently about General Motors and the UAW. They're having their fight right now, labor versus the management in the strike there. One of the issues is moving forward is General Motors is moving increasingly toward a new technology when it comes to cars, obviously with electric cars, meaning that a lot of the traditional jobs are going to go by the wayside, which means we need a better trained workforce, which is, I think, a part of what you are very much involved with, which is this this whole idea, the Task Force on American Innovation and House Manufacturing Caucus, of which you are co-chair. It seems to me that this is all tied into finding the kinds of jobs that are going to be available to Americans in a changing world. Maybe you could talk about today's event.
Yeah, it's all about the future of work. And so we're having I'm a co-chair of the Manufacturing Caucus and have been for a while. What's the future of manufacturing? We know we're losing, you know, integrated steel mills and coal jobs and now auto jobs. What are the jobs of the future? And so we're hosting a briefing by the Task Force on American Innovation and the impact of federal funding on 3D printing and additive manufacturing. And so additive manufacturing, for those people who don't know, is most manufacturing is subtractive. You're cutting something. Additive is literally you're printing. You're using material and you're printing it in a printer. Some are industrial sized, but because you are actually printing something, you can have designs that are using less material, that are better engineered, that can be stronger, have more integrity. So this is really the future of manufacturing that's happening. And what we have to do, one, is continue to invest into this technology, because China's investing, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars into additive manufacturing. And we have institutes set up, and the first one went to Youngstown, Ohio. It's called America Makes, and John Wolzinski is going to be down here as one of the panelists. But that's the future, Tim. And what I'm trying to do as a member of Congress, but also as a presidential candidate, is saying we've got to have a focus on, you know, the campaign has gone around really Band-Aids on what the problems are to the economy. We've got to help families with health care. We've got to help families with child care. We've got to help families send their kids to school. Why? Because the really good paying jobs are gone. And so what I'm trying to do is say, how do we get those new, good, high-paying jobs, electric vehicles, solar, wind, additive manufacturing, artificial intelligence? That's the future, and you have to have the workforce. So you need vocational education in our schools. You need 3D printers in our schools. You need investments. I have a program that we're going to announce here soon, piece of legislation, $600 billion pumped into creating business, creating incubators for entrepreneurs to come up and create the next generation of products, whether it's in any of those industries or to help with climate change. So you've got to do both. You've got to do the investment side, which is why I don't always like the way Democrats come off as hostile to business, because we're going to invent our way out of this. But you also have to have the skill side, and that means K through 12, but also, you know, 1 or 2 years of extra certification.